This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Saving Grace Humane Society, a lot going on out there. Jennifer Barta, the executive director, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
All right, so we got a number of things to cover here. First of all, you guys have been really busy with a lot of animals to care for lately. Tell us about what's been happening and what that's like.
Yeah, so, you know, it's the start of kitten season. I'm sure many of you have seen that outside and in your local rescues. And so we're starting to see kittens in foster. We have about 70 underage kittens in foster currently. And we have a lot of dogs waiting for adoption. So we have an adoption special we're running through the end of the week just to try to get some into new homes.
So what's the special entail?
So if you look at our Facebook, we've got $20 dog adoptions. So if you reference that post or our adoption special, you can get that through the end of the week. And tomorrow just happens to be National Adopt-a-Pet Day, Shelter Pet Day. So who doesn't want to do that?
Well, so we planned that interview for
exactly.
Today, right?
Yeah.
What is this like a national trend right now that a lot of places are seeing an influx of pets?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, post-COVID, there was just not as much spay and neuter, and there were people with their dogs at home. And so now it's just there's a lot of animals that have ended up in shelters all throughout, and especially the larger breed dogs. And this is just a great time to adopt right now because people really need it.
So if you didn't have all these folks willing to foster kittens, in particular dogs as well, that would really be a tough situation.
Yeah, and luckily our community really rallies for us. We've got great foster parents, and the community, sometimes when they bring in stray cats, they will be willing to foster. So we're grateful, and we're always looking for more foster homes.
All right, so this Saturday, you've got the 4th annual Barks and Recreation at Stuart Park. Talk about that.
Yes, we're very excited. We hope everybody joins us. You don't have to have a dog. You can meet your new dog there, or you could just look at everybody else's dog. So it will be at Stuart Park this Saturday from 11 to 3. Our presenting sponsor is First Community Credit Union. We'll have everything from an alumni parade at noon. So if you have a previously adopted dog, we'll get you a bandana and you can walk in the parade. And then we have some fun contests that we'll have some prizes for. So from noon to 2, things like peanut butter eating contest, which dogs love, best hair, best trick, fun contests like that, and things for kids. We've got kids' craft tent, we've got vendors and food trucks, pet portraits and photographs and pup cups, many, many things for pets to do.
Why do dogs like peanut butter?
Oh, God, I don't know, but they do.
That's interesting. I mean, we've got a Pomeranian that's 9, 10 years old, I suppose. But we don't eat peanut butter, so there's never any around.
Well, bring your Pomeranian to Barks and Rec.
Yeah, well, trying to keep him in order is another story. That's a whole other show. So you do this to really get attention to the animals or what you guys do, and certainly a lot happening throughout the day.
Yes. Yeah, we're really excited. Hopefully the weather holds out for us, but luckily it won't be too hot, and we'd love to see you all. There's some fun things going on.
The way it looks right now, it might be a little bit of rain at the front and not
crossed.
Much, and then the afternoon you should be okay. So,
yes.
But of course, that's always a variable. And you've got some pet-friendly vendors out there, right?
Yes, we do. Everything from dog grooming to pet portraits. If you want to get your little painting or drawing done of you and your pet, some professional photographers, and then things for the people. You know, we need to take care of our pet people as well. So everything from candles, soaps, all sorts of fun goods.
And I see a beer and wine garden, which I presume
yes.
is for the humans.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So we'll have that going on as well from Knotsman Winery, and we're very excited they're hosting that for us.
And talk about kids' activities.
So everything from making some little crafts like bracelets to painting rocks to little fun crafts that we have all throughout the day going on. Lots of painting, getting messy, not too messy for parents. So that'll be fun too.
and fourth year that it's been going on, do you feel like people are maybe less cognizant of the need to do spay and neuter?
I don't think so. I feel like our community is really understanding that that's a key way that we can really care for the community cats in our population and the pets that we have so that we can avoid overpopulation. So we're really grateful. You know, all of the funding, like things like this, help us to do more in the community as well. And we do have our public spay and neuters on our website. We do, you know, throughout the month. And we really support our local veterinarians and try to push for continuing to do more spay and neuter in the community.
And for people that do have a pet, why should they have it microchipped?
Oh, gosh. So important to get your pet back home. A collar, a tag, a microchip, anything you can possibly do. And I know that a lot of, you know, people like us and other community groups will do low-cost microchip clinics throughout the year. So keep an eye out for that, because the number one thing we want to do is get your pet back to you when you lose them.
Well, I know sometimes when I'm out running around, I'll see an animal, and, you know, depending on where it is, you don't really know if it's just out roaming the neighborhood or whatever.
Yeah, likes to travel.
You know, a couple weeks ago, I saw one right along Garden Valley, a cat, a small cat, right by the south, between the southbound on-ramp to the freeway and the freeway. And it's like, okay, that is
scary.
A stray cat, or it really got away from home.
Yeah.
But so if people find animals in those situations, how can they help?
Yeah, so one thing to look out for is if a cat has a little ear tip where it looks like it was clipped, that means it's a community cat that has been spayed and neutered and put back into the community. And that, you can leave that there because they like to be outside and that's the job they want to do. If you find some, you know, kittens without a mom, we've got some resources on our website. Is leave the kittens first, try to see if the mom comes back. And then if not, you know, we can bring them in and scan them for a microchip. Or if you find a dog wandering, of course, you can bring that in.
And that's an interesting thing, because you see the kittens there, they you figure they need help.
Right.
Little do you
right.
know that the mom is, you know,
going out getting food.
Yeah. And then if you take the kittens, then you've created, gone from one issue to a whole other one.
Yeah. We want to be careful about that. And oftentimes the mom comes back.
So what is the most challenging part of this kind of work?
I think the challenging part is, you know, just seeing so many pets without homes and just trying to get them back to their owners. We actually just had a dog the other day that had been missing for, I think, 25 days. And his or her mom, I can't remember, was looking and searching. And finally, someone was able to get that dog into us. And we scanned the microchip and reunited that mom and her dog. So it was amazing.
Any idea how far away the animal was from where they started?
I don't know. I feel like this dog traveled quite a distance. So sometimes they can be scared of humans and not easy to catch. And so that can be one of the challenges. So, but it's wonderful seeing them reunite and the community working to help us.
And, you know, you hear stories sometimes about animals that end up, for whatever reason, by a roadway. Somebody picks them up to help. But the person that picked them up to help is going, you know, 100 miles away. And, and it's, you know, sometimes years later before you get reconnected again. So, again, Barks and Recreation, Saturday, 11 to 3. Is there any admission for this?
No, it's free. The contests are $10 each, just to help us support all the animals, of course, that we care for. But we'd love to see everybody out there.
All right, Saving Grace Humane Society. I'm still getting the wording down correctly with the name change a while back. Jennifer Barta, the executive director, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
8:40 at the Morning Report.